serving prime minister is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe held a news conference today and said he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of this year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I am leaving the post with one full year left in my term." Among the reactions, Australian leader Scott Morrison called Shinzo Abe a statesman of the first order. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in the state of New Hampshire today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination to run for re-election, using the White House South Lawn as a stage. Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but he warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking on national TV and before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19, which has so far taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to crisscross the country to appeal for a second four-year term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical Midwestern battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. More news online at voanews.com. There's also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. In Lebanon, a deadly battle between Sunnis and Shiites overnight has raised fears of more chaos in the streets as the country is pushed to the breaking point by a financial meltdown and political tensions. Two people, a 13-year-old Lebanese boy and a Syrian man, were reported killed in an area south of Beirut. Witnesses said machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades were used in the fighting, which they said lasted 4 hours. French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Beirut next week to urge Lebanese political leaders to reach agreement on a government able to implement urgent reforms. A French official said it was time for Lebanese political parties to ensure that a regime of change was put into place. U.S. markets are higher today and show signs of erasing all of the year's losses to date. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index lost almost 1.5% on the news that Shinzo Abe was stepping down. Hong Kong stock market today reached its highest level in over a month at one point. This on expectations that global monetary policy will remain supportive and the spread of the financial hub. The Chinese semi-autonomous territory has eased some coronavirus restrictions after new daily cases fell from triple digits to low double digits in recent weeks. Hurricane Laura was a record breaker. She is no longer a hurricane, but the storm continues to cause heavy rain and tornadoes as it moves away from its path of destruction along the U.S. Gulf of Mexico coast. Close to a million homes and businesses are without electric power, and weather forecasters say Laura could pose a major threat to the densely populated eastern seaboard of the United States. Gambia's President Adama Barrow has extended a state of emergency in mainland Africa's smallest nation as coronavirus cases have surged. Gambia, with a population of just over 2 million, has reported more than 2,700 infections since its first cases appeared in March. There have been 93 deaths. Cases have increased exponentially in Gambia, prompting the government to continue its restrictive measures, including a ban on public gatherings. The global pandemic numbers, a case count of almost 24.5 million and just under 833,000 deaths. The World Health Organization says countries should actively test people to find coronavirus victims, even if they don't show symptoms. The advice comes days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control switched its guidance to say asymptomatic people do not need to be tested, even if they have been in contact with those known to be infected. Floodwaters in Sudan have reached the highest levels on record, killing dozens of people, destroying thousands of homes, and encroaching on some neighborhoods in the capital, Khartoum. The flooding comes despite Ethiopia starting to fill the reservoir behind a giant new dam, which is expected to help Sudan control future floods. More news online at voanews.com. File remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.